In the course of all the Comey coverage, we've seen a lot of words bandied about for the man who fired Comey, like autocrat, fascist, and demagogue. And we're hearing other words like failed state and constitutional crisis. So we thought we'd step back and look at some of those terms and how they're being used. Kaz Muda is a political scientist at the University of Georgia. Kaz, I'm afraid we don't have a lot of time with each of these terms, but let's start with autocrat. In political science terms, what is an autocrat?
An autocrat is someone who rules undemocratically and pretty much by himself without any accountability to others.
And does Trump qualify as an autocrat in your view?
I think he has strong autocratic tendencies, which is in part how he ran his business, but he still functions within a democratic system.
What does he need to do to kind of get to full autocracy? I mean, he's already kind of like dismissing half of the country who voted for the other candidate.
Yeah, that's not uncommon in the U.S., though, because it is a winner-takes-all system. To become an autocratic ruler, he will have to pretty much dismiss the democratic system or just, by and large, make them powerless. And I don't think we're that far yet.
What about the word authoritarian?
Well, authoritarian is a little bit similar, although it tends to be related to regimes, which again goes to non-democratic regimes, means that pretty much the people do not decide who rules, and you're not accountable to popular support.
And the word fascist, I suppose that's a long way off.
Yes, in my opinion, it is. I think fascists are not just authoritarian, but they're actually totalitarian, which means that they want to control every aspect of life, not just the political, but also the economic and the social. It also, fascism is a very strong ideology, and you can't really say that Trump is a very ideological person.
I feel like I'm fishing here. Let's go with the demagogue. Is he at least a demagogue?
Well, a demagogue is someone who pretty much promises everything to everyone. And he has tendency of doing that in the sense that he has taken up pretty much every position on every issue. but since coming to power, he has been relatively straightforward on some of the core issues. He has what they call flip-flopped on foreign policy, but foreign policy tends to be reasonably secondary to most people. He hasn't flip-flopped on the Muslim ban or the wall. So I don't think you can call him really a demagogue.
Nixonian, that's a pretty good adjective, especially this week. Is it useful for Trump?
Yeah, I think I'm not totally sure what Nixonian means, except for a president that was like impeached. And maybe that's more used by people who have some wishful thinking about impeachment.
And finally, constitutional crisis. Are we in one?
I don't think we are in one, because the president has the right to dismiss the FBI director. And so there's no constitutional crisis there. It's not so much about what he did, but why he did it. And I don't think the motivations are necessarily an indication of a constitutional crisis.
Kaz, is there a word that you use to describe Trump to your students at the University of Georgia?
Yeah, I think he rules as what I call radical right or populist radical right. I think one of the key terms is authoritarian. He sees everything as law and order, as discipline, as loyalty, but he's also very nativist. Like, he has a very narrow understanding of what the American people are and sees anyone or anything that isn't like that as threatening, be that Muslims, be that Mexicans, be that gays to a certain extent, be that lefties.
All right, one more word, Kaz, and then I'll let you go. Optimist. Are you an optimist?
No. I come from a country, the Netherlands, which is deeply Calvinist. And although I'm secular, we are not really very good at optimism. But I don't think that we're at the dawn of fascism.
Kaz Muda, political scientist at the University of Georgia. Thanks very much for this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.